The Diocese of Charleston Bishop's Annual Appeal presents Serving His People. Three diocesan seminarians. The first is fourth-year seminarian Deacon Paul Lacombe.
My earliest and fondest memories were at St. Peter's as a kid. And just over the years, as that developed and strengthened, I really wanted to support more what I had received. And especially when I was a young adult, I realized how much I had received from the church. And I think that really became the foundation of my vocation, wanting others to have a home to go to in the church like I had when I was a kid.
Peter Osteen.
It wasn't until college. I had a big transformation at the University of South Carolina. It was like a faith renewal, I'd say, and it came through our Blessed Mother, through praying the rosary. And it wasn't until that moment I realized I'd never asked God what He wanted me to do with my life. I just did my own thing. And so whenever I started asking God, you know, how I could do His will in the smallest little things, that's whenever the thought of the priesthood started coming to me. And I kept praying and I just ran with it, and it kept growing stronger and stronger.
Eric Ruhman.
A lot of it was relief, but there was also some nervousness attached to that relief. Relief in that I no longer had to really think about what I was going to be doing, that I had finally given that yes. But also nervousness in realizing the grandiose nature of the priesthood and really thinking like, man, I don't know, I've had some pretty crazy experiences. Is this something that I can do? But in all of that, through prayer and through reassuring relationships with priests and other seminarians that I'd met, I felt secure in the decision I had made. And yeah, that relief had continued. And even throughout my time in seminary, I've been able to look back at those moments and really appreciate them for what they were.
Peter Osteen.
And although there is such a beauty to celibacy, there's sacrifices that have to be made. And this goes for any vocation, obviously. So I think the hardest part is making a decision and being able to recognize the sacrifices that are involved with it. And for me, it's definitely giving up family life.
Eric Ruhman.
Being able to remain level-headed and just keeping the rhythm of prayer and keeping your relationships with gods that you've trusted, that's tough. And relationships take work, and spirituality is a relationship with the Lord, and so it's going to take some work. And being able to stay constant in all of that has been definitely a challenge.
Let Paul Robert Lacombe, who is to be ordained a deacon, come forward.
For years, I was really excited about this ordination, but when the moments had been coming and the seriousness of the promises I was about to make, it really was, honestly, I'd just say I was very nervous. People were asking me, are you okay, before I went in. And I will say that too, just since my dad was a deacon, he wasn't there, those emotions were very present. And the bishop's homily, and then Bishop Fobb came and said some things to me, and very personal in front of everybody, you know. But afterwards, there was such great peace, even with all of those emotions. And one aspect of that peace was very human. It was just how tender the love of the church was for me in that moment, especially receiving ordination in the same church I was confirmed and in the same parish where I grew up. I felt like this closeness to Christ, the servant, and almost this excitement that I was going to have an opportunity to work with Christ and do some of the things for others that I was grateful for receiving myself. That really, it's very awesome to belong to this church in such a really, in such a profound and intimate way.
Peter Osteen.
The people, I'd say, and they helped me realize why I chose the diocese of priesthood. Because I grew up in South Carolina, I love the state, and every time I spend time in my parish or summer assignment, every time I meet a new parishioner, I realize why I chose this, because I love the Catholics of our state, and I want to give myself fully to them.
Eric Ruhman.
The Diocese of Charleston has been extremely generous to me and to all the seminarians in my vocation, but really it's investing in each seminarian personally. At no point did I feel like I was merely a number in the diocese's eyes. They really, every vocations director that I've had has been really invested in who I am as a man who's discerning God's will. And the bishops that I've been blessed to have also been extremely invested in my own formation and making sure that I was getting the right formation for me and that I was gonna both be able to push myself, but also be comfortable where I was at.
Deacon Paul Lacombe.
There's something special here in this church in South Carolina. It's hard to not see the genuine love for Christ and for others that's here. And I wouldn't want to be a priest for any other diocese.